they know behind it.
But the reality of isolation within the area, here's a whole lot of things that they'll say, they belong to
Mr. J, so this is the easiest way for you guys to report any issues that you'll have, okay? So basically, they go to their office, and then they reroute them to us after they receive them. So you'll get like a number, and that's pretty much how they track it. I think a lot of those, I haven't physically checked it myself because we handle the complaints. I don't know about the website. Are they tracked, or how is that? As far as the complaints that get submitted, I know we handle them, but I never look.
So the cool thing about the DistrictJPatrol.com is it's independently maintained. So it gives us some checks and balances with our good friends at HPD. But we have it independently maintained, and we have a task team of community leaders that basically sits on a board of directors who oversee the maintenance of the website. David Hand is one of our task team members. But we maintain the website and ensure that all of your submissions get routed over to HPD.
I think you had a question. You had a doubt. I think the best source will be Mr. Hernandez to get in touch with him and explain the whole program. I think it'll be easier since he's part of that. So does anyone have any questions for us as far as HPD or the program that we...
We took care of it.
Okay. Go ahead, sir. Hold on. You can call us.
Call us in.
If it's a constant issue, I suggest that you report that to the District J Patrol. If it's just, you know, a random thing that happens, the 713-884-3131, which is a dispatch. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. They're having some issues with that number right now. If I don't typically recommend this, but if you try so many times, you can't get through, hang up and just dial 911. Sometimes that's the only way. But try to avoid that if you can. So 713-884-3131 is the dispatch number for HPD. I've received a lot of complaints from a lot of people that it's very difficult to get through. But and some have suggested that, hey sometimes they just hang up and dial 911. But don't, you know, please, if it's not an emergency, don't do that. Just try the 713-884-3131. But the last resort is the 911. Like you said, the dog's barking in the middle of the night, it's really late, call it in. Mm-hmm. And then, again, if when the officer comes out, if you're not satisfied with the issue, well, you call back to him, hey, I need to speak to a supervisor. So that way you can ensure that the issue gets handled. And that's what Sergeant Nickerson and I are supervisors, so we'll do that. Anything else?
What is the time limit as far as noise goes?
There's really no specific time within the city.
Children screeching at 10:30 at night, there's nothing I can do about that. I mean, screaming at the top of their lungs.
Is this an apartment or house?
It's really hard. I spent a ton of money on my backyard, new patio, the whole nine yards, and I can't even go out there and sit because they're screeching.
And me, Joanne, can you explain the sound? Like, I've read that sound or nuisance is the volume of the conversation.
So typically for
that's
kids,
not correct.
For in the world, a neighbor. Next door, if there's loud music, that's different. But if you know, if somebody's having a conversation, then you can hear it.
Oh, no, it's not a conversation. Yeah. I don't have any problem with the conversation, and I don't have any problems with the music going on. It's not my cup of tea, but, you know, hey, everybody's got a right to their parties in their backyard. But it just seems like this one neighbor has a bouncy house and screeching children like every other weekend.
So what I'll say on that, what I'll say, if you all have those type of niche complaints, send my office an email, okay? Usually what happens is I can, and I will keep you all busy with the name anonymous, but usually if you're able to give me an address, we can look up who they are, and we try to give them a phone call, or we'll go pay them a visit, and just say that we've been getting some complaints, and we appreciate it, they work with us, and be mindful of whatever the issue is. Usually by going that route, for most reasonable people, they will try to work with us. If it still doesn't work, then of course, we always have our friends up here. But if we try to go the friendly neighbor route, and if you want to use our office as a buffer to keep you out of it, then they go this, go that route as well. Okay.
So what
if
someone has a band going on in their house?
So that's different.
That's different.
I call this number.
713-884-3131.
They have sound meters. They'll be able to monitor the sound based on the sound meter. And by ordinance, that music cannot be above a certain decibel level. Mm-hmm. And if they are at the property line and they see that it's above that decibel level, then they have the discretion to write a citation or approach.
But that would change at
10
o'clock, correct?
That's any time. There's no specific time for that.
That's any time.
So some of the things that you can do, let's say you have having a get-together at your house, and you, which is rare, you apply for a permit to, you know, have loud music. Well, the permit covers you for that, but to a point, if somebody complains that it's too loud, then that permit is, you know, not valid anymore. We'll come out and ask
you. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What if you have someone who's racing through the neighborhood?
Excuse me.
Is that the kind of thing you would respond
like
to?
Speeding?
Yeah.
Now, if it's a constant issue, send it through the District J Patrol. He loves writing tickets. That's not my cup of tea, but every time he's like a magnet. Actually, these two, both of them.
Well, hold on.
So we, believe me, we'll take care of the problem.
Just to help y'all out a little bit, if y'all got problems, I heard somebody speaking about the speed on South Gessner, and like Councilman Pollard said, they use the engineering corps to do that. But the issues are basically, if you're having an issue with people speeding in the neighborhood, send it over to us. We'll address it. We can always go out, work a squad, and try to reduce the speed. As a matter of fact, right now, I'm working this week on basically trying to get everybody back in the tone of school. The school is starting, so I got a whole week of trying to deal with the issues of the school zones in the district. And enforcement, unfortunately, sometimes that's the way we have to go. But we do like to give people warnings and let them know, because I'd rather you see the lights on, like in the speed trailer that I use. You see the lights flash and it tells you,
slow down. That's the idea.
Go out and just enforce. But sometimes enforcement is the way to work it. In the neighborhoods, a lot of times people get a little bit of confusion between stop sign and speeding. It's kind of hard for a person to get up to 50 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour, if you got a stop sign here and at the next block a stop sign. Because he had stopped. The issue would be running a stop sign. That would be probably the issue. So just send the issues up. If y'all got speeding or any type of, even the littering complaints, which y'all were talking about, sometimes we actually are able to address that on some of the issues. And so it'll work itself out. Don't think that we're not paying attention to that too.
Can you explain more about the parking on the street issue that we have?
Some of the issues what some of the people are addressing, maybe some of the vehicles are being stored on the street as a storage and not being moved. We have stalled vehicles that may be down a week, 2 weeks. So it's only a 24-hour allotment from the city code. You can leave it parked 24 hours, but can't stay there forever. So if you got those parked cars on the road in your neighborhood, just call it in. We address those too. The heavy 18-wheelers, we address those because they shouldn't be parked in the residence. You know, they're not supposed to be there. They know, and sometimes they try to get away with it, and then sometimes just a simple, you know, warning, and then sometimes we told them, so.
The reason why I'm asking that question is because, you know, across the basic street.
Yes.
That's a bad area of 18 wheelers and tow trucks. I've reported several times, but it's still the same.
But
the tow trucks are still there?
We enforce it.
Some issues are very challenging to deal with, but we can go out there and deal with this.
Because some of the issues, people think that, hey, we're not 24/7. They do it all times of day, all times of night, even on the weekends. We did a surprise deal on a couple of these car lots, these little show-up lots, and they had cars stored on the street. And we surprised them because they ain't used to seeing us on a Saturday, early Saturday morning. And the guy was out, and he doesn't know awards. He's more trying to warn them. But me, I'm more on the
3 years.
I'm on the enforcement side.
Oh yeah.
Because it can only warn you so many times, so it worked itself out.
You see him slow down, and I'm not kidding.
Yes. We have been working on not just that. We've been working on the homeless guys that are out there soliciting. We've been working on that. As a matter of fact, Ms. Aguara has been trying to put together a time where we're going to go out just strictly do enforcement on those panhandlers out there on the street. So we tremendously, we have a lot of stuff that's going on, but we take every complaint.
So basically, people like that. I know we have seen some ladies with kids and all that, but what we tell them, hey, you cannot be walking in between moving
cars.
Vehicles that's impeding traffic. We can cite them. Typically, we warn
them.
And those ladies usually take off. The ones that we worry about it or have to deal with is the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that are stubborn. They stick around. As a matter of fact, I don't know if y'all recall how Gensler used to be with piles of trash. I mean, sometimes you see some. If you do see it, let me know because we have either the council member's office or we have another crew that can help us out to clean it up. We do it every week. We come through there. But we do get a lot of complaints throughout the area that we're responsible for. But if you happen to see something, you know, or drop by, you see something needs to be taken care of, snap a picture. Get on the website, send it in. Again, you know, the council member is the only one that is doing that. So take advantage of that. Because you shouldn't be complaining about things that are not getting done if you're not reporting that.
Yeah.
If you don't report that, then hey, that's on you.
And these ladies with the small kids that are selling flowers, is that some kind of an organization? Because I see somebody like pull up at the Gessner and 59 at the store inside, and they'll all come and get in the car. Put all their stuff in the back and they get in the car. So somebody brings them and drops them off.
True. I'm not sure. We need a location. Next time I see that, I'm going to try to talk to them and get a little more information why they're doing that. Some of them are just trying to, you know, make it some money too. Support their kids, but I guess I can look into it because that could be also human trafficking.
If you observe that, if it's safe to do so, maybe if you could snap a picture so we can get a license plate, that may lead to an individual and may lead to other things.
Yeah, that's what worries me is that are they here on their own free will?
Right. Remember, we depend on you. Because you guys are the ones that see all the stuff that we don't get to see. It's a small group of us that a lot of times we don't get to see some things, you know, overnight or during the day.
Again.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Is it okay for our neighbors to ride big four-wheelers through the streets here?
It's not a...
It's not a four-wheeler. It's not a...
Are you talking about him doing that? No, we do have actually an off-road vehicle. It's outside.
Yeah.
If you don't want to take pictures, come look at it.
Four-wheeler.
those are not allowed to be, you know, they can't ride them on the streets like that. And we do have, in the city, we have a lot of issues with, there are groups of, I guess they get on social media, and so we call takeovers. So they meet up at certain locations and just have like 30, 40 of them. So we're still dealing with those. Actually, because of that, the department and the city is buying vehicles similar to those for us, so we can address some of those issues.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Oh, you're welcome. Good
day, right? Hey, come on, take it to Chris. That's the one you got to thank for. That's what we're here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, anything else? You all want to come outside? We got the vehicle outside.
Yeah, we do all leave. We did bring the district day, one of our district day patrol vehicles. The cool thing about the District Day Patrol vehicles, which you all pay for, is they are on-road, off-road, they are street legal, but also can get down to the bayou and
race. Are you going to be patrolling our neighborhood?
Yeah, he comes from here. He comes from here. And an open concept, so it's easy to communicate.
Is the patrolling going to be just for the neighborhood, or is it going to be shared?
All over District Day. So we have five of these vehicles for the position. So they're spread out between different suspects.
You got it outside. You guys haven't seen it. Come sit on it. Sit down for your life. That's a matter of fact, next time you'll have an event.
I've been recording the meeting. It'll be on our website, you know, after a few days. I have to break it up into 15-minute segments, so there may be five segments, but all the material that he gives us, I'm going to scan it and put it on our website also. So it'll be there. Yes, ma'am? I will. I'll have to listen to this because where I was at, it's the echo was terrible.
Echo was awful.
Yes, so, but I'll have to listen to this.
Okay.
I can get him from Francis. Okay. So, I've never seen that Polaris. I think they call that Polaris. So.